Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm all over the map taking some more calls right now. Tommy Crier, attorney in law, actually beat the IRS himself, has helped others beat the criminal organizations. Coming up in about 15 minutes, then we've got eyewitnesses to the tent cities, the CPS grabbing their children, joining us in studio. And there's a ton of other news coming up, more on the president bowing to the queen and then the being ordered around by Prince Philip, who hates black people on record, on national television. CNN even commented on it. I mean, the humiliation of this nation never ends. $12.8 trillion stolen by the bankers, that's the latest numbers. That's $200 billion short of the entire GDP of the nation, $13 trillion. That's 6 months into the robbery. I mean, you got to laugh or you'll cry, folks. This is so ridiculous how criminal these people are. And the yuppies are still sucking their thumbs, acting cool. Let's go ahead and go back to David. You wanted to finish a point, sir.
Hello?
Yes, David. You were on the air worldwide.
All right. Back to my main point. I'm actually going back to one of your prior stories about the coffins in Georgia, and it met with a lot of controversy, so I looked into it, pulled an all-nighter, and I actually found out your story to be true because I went to the patent website. A lot of people didn't really think to do that, but these coffins that are out in this middle of the field in Covington, they're miles and miles away from the storage facilities that are in Madison. And I went and I found the patent where it shows a picture of how a body is placed inside of these caskets is the terminology that they use. And on the website for Vantage, it says vaults, but it wasn't ever, the word vault was never mentioned in the patent itself.
All right, let me explain something. Listeners send us video of Houston and Phoenix and all over the country massively expanding military cemeteries, putting in thousands and thousands of graves, huge vaults per facility, the big concrete ones. We've called the funeral director. They admit they're massively expanding all over. They say that's normal. On the separate deal of Georgia, people went and videotaped that. They got the name of the company. We went to the website of the big company. It admits that over a million of these from their company alone, it's a coffin liner. They like put rotten dead bodies inside of them. It's like a big giant plastic coffin, and they've got hundreds of thousands of them stored at one place in Georgia. People gone out and interviewed the folks that are the caretakers. You can call the company. We called the company that sold them. It's for the Centers for Disease Control, owns them, is leasing that property. They've got them all over the nation. This is just one location. Yes, they are plastic coffin liners. And you can go to the company's website and buy some if you want to. And we wrote articles about it, and people live in denial, and so if they want to, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the terminology on the website, oddly enough, says vaults, but they're not that at all. And they're even can be used as a cremation container because it's made of those products that doesn't pollute the environment.
Oh.
And that itself makes it an international product.
Well, good. Glad the government's there. I mean, we've had emergency managers on the show where they're calling counties saying, well, we put mass graves in your county. I mean, this is confirmed. But, I mean, the government cares for you, sir. They're giving the $12.8 trillion to the foreign bankers and raising all your taxes because they care, sir. The FEMA camps love you. I mean, the government is good. Everything is fine, okay?
Yeah.
And listen, Glenn Beck, next Monday. I've been so busy, I haven't gotten time. I've done the research over and over again, but I want to do a two-hour presentation. By the way, Friday from noon to 2, the middle 2 hours of the show, I am going to do a two-hour with live at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the radio with video clips, documents, Miami Herald, Associated Press, Reuters, Houston Chronicle, Army documents, congressional hearings. But the FEMA camps are real. Ahead of Beck... Beck on Monday is having Popular Mechanics on to debunk that they exist. So we're going to launch a preemptive strike in the info war. I need all of you, once it goes viral on the web, we're going to write articles at the website. InfoWars.
Already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448. 4448.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Simulcasting live at PrisonPlanet.tv for the next hour and 51 minutes that we have left in transmission. Here's some of the headlines. Obama loves the Queen. This is so disgusting. I'm going to be covering this coming up in the next hour. Also, the Israelis' new Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, for the second time, back in power, says we may be forced to attack Iran. That's out of the Jerusalem Post. U.S. private sector axes 742,000 jobs in the month of March. It was 600 and something thousand the month before that, 500 and something thousand before that, 400 and something thousand the month before that. These are record job losses. That's out of Reuters. Financial rescue nears GDP, gross domestic product, as pledges to top $12.8 trillion. I know I keep talking about that, but I mean the magnitude of what's happening here is just staggering. This is approaching more than the whole country even makes or the money that's made. The entire nation taxes to the bankers. That's why they're announcing all these new taxes. And we're rewriting the tax codes where you can't have exemptions for your house or education or anything else. I mean, Obama's such a liar. He said only taxes on people making over $125,000 apiece or a total $250,000 a year. It's everybody. Just get ready. Everything you got's going to the bankers unless you just say, look, you're a pack of criminals. We're arresting you. But that won't happen, I'm sure. Just okay, slavery is what you want then, fine. Because the world order doesn't exist, right? It's just all over the news now. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play it for Tommy Crier, attorney at law, and talk about it some with him. The clip of Sean Hannity, you have that video ready, guys? The clip of Sean Hannity talking about how world government's real and how the conspiracy people were right. And they're all admitting we're right now because, see, now it's time to admit the world government. And Fox is now going to play the part of those a little bit against it, but maybe we need it. But then another Murdoch-owned companies, they're saying they're for it in Europe. And then the CNN and others, they're all for it. See, so that's now, are you for the world government or not for it? They denied it all these years, so we couldn't build a resistance against it. And now Ann Coulter. In fact, I forgot that clip. You can just Google it. I had it at home, but I didn't bring it today. Ann Coulter endorses Ron Paul 2012. Get that clip ready for later. So we'll be going over that. It's just getting too insane now. As all these years, I'm this dangerous, crazy, and none of this exists. And now, oh, it's all real. We love you. We'll tell you what's going on behind that. And then I've got a free speech issue article here. This is out of Fox News. Well, they posted an Associated Press article on Fox News. Special Olympics launches campaign to ban the word retard. All that means is retarded. They have retardation. That's like the word Negro now has been termed a racial slang. Anglo-Negro. In Europe, you get arrested. And this is, you can Google this. This is a BBC headlines. They arrested Robin Page. We had him on. The BBC presenter, One Man and His Dog, where he goes to different towns hiking each week and interviews people. And he gave a speech to a rural affairs group and said, rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. And they said, we believe that word was meant to hurt feelings. The scientific term scares people, heterosexual, homosexual, so we're going to ban that word, and he was arrested. That was in the news. And the BBC agreed with it and said we may have to fire him. This is very evil to say the word homosexual. Well, because some ignorant people use the term retard to be mean, now they want to ban that. But this is only to set the precedent. First, it's you can't deny that 6 million Jews were killed at Auschwitz alone. Certainly Hitler was bad, killed a lot of Jews, a lot of other people. It was in the millions. There's no doubting that. But see, the Soviets exaggerated and said 6 million at Auschwitz. And then it came out that, well, no, not Auschwitz, 6 million total. And so that original piece of information is what caused the larger debate. Well, you say that in most areas of Europe, you get arrested. And I mean, some people serve 20, 30-year sentences. They've grabbed Ernst Zundel. They've grabbed a bunch of other people. And whether you love those people or hate them, they have a right under free speech in any free society to say that, but we always explain to you, it's going to expand into other things, and it's going to come to the United States. And once that precedent's set with these hate laws, they can shut everything down. You know, I have a right to tell some Nazis saying they want to kill black people that that's disgusting and wrong. I have a right when we've had black Israelites call in. It's a diverse group, but some of them are flat-out racist and saying I'm a devil man because I'm white, and I can say you're an idiot racist. I have my right to counter him and say he's wrong. So this is very, very dangerous. I want to get into some of that. Special Olympics launches campaign to ban the word retard. Associated Press, the Special Olympics launched a campaign Thursday to banish the word retard as a casual insult that derives from an out-of-favor medical term that has long been considered inappropriate. See, they just make everything homosexual, heterosexual, retarded, retardation, can't say it. People signed pledges not to use the word, and students gathered to denounce its use at rallies from Florida to Alaska. Over the long term, organizations hope to change attitudes about people and mental disabilities who number more than 190 million worldwide, according to World Health Organization. I mean, do you have some punk kids that make fun of mentally retarded children? Medical term. Oh, I said mentally retarded. Mentally disabled. And then, of course, that word won't be acceptable either. And this is all meant to make you self-censor and think about what you're saying and think about how you're bad when you're not meaning anything mean. This is all part of controlling language. And now they're saying they want to pass laws in Europe, and they're teaching this in public schools, and it's wrong, to deny climate change, global warming. They call it climate denial and say it's like Holocaust denial. So see, they say it sounds reasonable. Let's ban Nazis. But then they ban your group that isn't Nazis. See, you have to let the Nazis do what they're doing or you lose your rights. And this is just enshrined in our republic. I remember a story in WorldNet Daily. It was also in the Idaho mainstream newspapers. And we had the lady on. And there was a black coach of the football team in front of the whole stadium. And the husband of the lady who was in the stands who got arrested, he was there taking photos. And they lost. And the guy blew up and went up and started beating the photographer up. No, the photographer was the wife. It was the husband in the stands. He jumps out, and the black guy says, you dumb white person, you dumb, and calls him honky and these other names. And so the guy goes and says the N-word back to him, saying, say honky, but I can't say the other. And he was arrested, and the police charged him with it. So, see, this is what's going on, ladies. He was, by the way, choking the woman. It was on the news. But you know, it's okay to physically assault somebody. Just don't use that term. So this is the type of stuff we have that's going on here as they move ahead with this. And, of course, they don't say don't take the mercury-filled shots that have caused mental retardation in millions of children. Don't do that. You know, keep giving them the shots. It's okay to give them HPV shot and they die. You know, that's okay to kill kids with the vaccines. Just don't, once we brain damaged them, don't talk about how they're brain damaged. Instead of land and free home of the brave, it's all these ninnies. And it's re-education going on in the schools, sensitivity training. It's brainwashing. It actually makes people have notice of their differences. It's like, so many of these other things they do, where they tell you, oh, you can't have a Ron Paul sticker, you may be a terrorist, meant to be a chilling effect, meant to always make you think about what you're doing. And they tie it in with white supremacists and things. This is the tactics they're using. Okay, without further ado, for the rest of the hour, and we will take some calls later in the hour, Tommy Crier, throughout the 15th of this month, every day or so, we're going to have guests on. Joe Bannister, Treasury agent who exposed the IRS was a big scam, and they tried to indict him and arrest him, and he beat him in court. I mean, this just for speaking out, they did this. People in prison, Mr. Schiff's father, you've got Peter Schiff, and then he got his father in jail for writing a book about the IRS. You've got all this stuff happening. We're going to be covering that here on the show in the next few weeks. And Tommy Crier is an attorney at law who successfully defeated the IRS in his own case. Mr. Crier, it's great to have you here with us.
Thanks, Allie, for having me on. I'm always glad to be here.
Just briefly before we go to break, tell folks about yourself, the basics of your case, and what we're dealing with here.
Well, basically what got me involved or tangled up with the IRS was trying to save a friend who had quit filing because he said there was no law making him liable, and, of course, having to file is tied to being liable first. And I told him it had to be there. Well, you know the rest of the story on that. And once I discovered that, I challenged the IRS. Said I'll file if and when you can show me you have a right to any of my personal information, and if and when you show me you have a right to any of my personal earnings. And they still haven't been able to show me any of that, but what they decided to do was indict me. They said, well, we don't have any right, but we've got might, and we're going to show you our muscle. In this one instance, right won out over might. The jury came back and acquitted me of all charges. I haven't filed since 93, and I keep telling them, I'll file them, and you can show me that you're entitled to that. They're the ones demanding something. I mean, it's up to them to show us.
I want to break down what the IRS really is. I mean, we didn't have this thing till 1913, and we built our country without it, and now it openly works for foreign banks that have stolen $12.8 trillion from the American people in less than 6 months.
Yeah, and that's before you start applying any fractional, reserve impact. Now, that's a lot of water in the soup pot. And so, what does that do to working American families whose money is being watered down, and they're having trouble making ends meet as it is? And then you throw all of that extra water in the pot and then say, now try to make a living off of this watery soup.
Yeah, we're going to talk about your IRS case. What's the fight to expose these collection agencies for the private Federal Reserve? That's who you write your check to, the private Fed. It's so sick. Only the gullible people would buy this. But folks are starting to wake up. Tommy Crier, stay there, my friend.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
We've been having a lot of false attacks and just the most outrageous lies you can imagine made up about us lately. The people are getting so upset by our success, and it's given us record internet audience. We're hitting records we've never hit before. So I guess all weapons formed against us will be turned into blessings, as they say. Ha-ha! Come on, come on, come on, baby! Come on, come on, come on! I got you in a stranglehold, baby. Here I come again now, baby. Your calls are coming up. A huge news blitz next hour. I'm going to go through it all. Next segment, I'm going to play some short clips of Sean Hannity and others admitting world government's real, world takeover, that we the kooks were right, because we can read documents, public documents, and study history. We got Ann Coulter saying Ron Paul was right. Just amazing stuff coming up. Tommy Cryer, just recap your case. You beat him. It made him hopping mad. We've got Larry Beecraft and other serious constitutional lawyers like yourself who's been beating him successful. And the reason I like to have you on in this whole series of interviews we're doing, perhaps I'll have you on with Joe Bannister or something at the same time in the next few weeks when they're on, is that there's all these conspiracy kooks who really are conspiracy kooks who discredit us, who tell people all these lies and trust and get people put in prison. So we don't want to tell people. This is like the mafia. This is a big decision to decide to go up against these people. It's not a battle I've chosen, but I commend those that have the courage like yourself to do that.
Jesse, before somebody does decide to go one-on-one, see, Truth Attack, the organization I formed to fight this beast and to do it in, is a coalition. It's not just a group of people. It's a coalition of a lot of organizations working together hand-in-hand now. That's what we needed to do, is to consolidate the movement instead of fighting against and with each other. And it offers a lot of things that people can do that actually does more damage to the beast than beating him in court. And but if they do want to go one-on-one with the beast, they need to first go to truthattack.org and take the pre-induction physical there. It tells them, make sure you're fit for singular combat with this monster. It's the most powerful and dangerous organization in the world. And there are two sides of it that it can't defend, the lies and the myths. And, you know, if you want to fight the lies and the myths, you can do that without having to put your neck on the block. Now, we need people like Larry Beecraft out there, and we need people that are out there, you know, willing to stand up and do battle. But we also need a lot of people out there fighting and chopping away at the lies and myths that the Internal Revenue Service uses to scam, intimidate, coerce, or just out and out take by force, you know, the money and the property of people that aren't even liable for the income tax to begin with.
Well, here's two examples I want you to speak to, and then your case specifically. We're going to get into a bunch of other issues with Tommy Cryer, our guest attorney at law. And it's this. Here's an example. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then it goes on to the press or to the symbol. But the government's regulating all the major religious institutions, and if they don't go get a license from them, they're taxed. But you can make no law. So they're breaking the law there. Well, same thing with the IRS. When they make you fill out those IRS forms under threat of arrest, they're compelling you to violate your own Fifth Amendment to self-incrimination.
And your Fourth Amendment right to be private in your effects and your personal information.
So speak to that, sir.
Basically, what they've done is they've used a tax that is intended to cover foreign commerce. In other words, non-resident aliens and foreign corporations doing business in the United States. And they have tricked, through the use of clever language and very clever drafting, that gives impressions. You have to put two parts together to understand it. They usually separate them, put them in different boxes. And what they've done is they have just sold the people on a rule of law instead of the rule of law. And this allows them, it's more about control than it is about money even.
Ooh, I love that. It's a rule of law. You're right. Under the IRS system, they've now set up family courts that are outside the Constitution, no due process, don't have juries. They've set up all these other new environmental courts that so Monsanto can poison things, but it's their own federal court that isn't exactly. They're converting the whole system from liberty to tyranny, from due process to Napoleonic law through the envelope of the IRS fraud.
Yeah, exactly. And they're using the network, supposedly, of canvassing for liability and collecting taxes in order to maintain a 24/7, 365 monitoring of every one of our activities, particularly our financial activities.
All right, stay there. Tommy, long segment coming up. Plenty of time for you to get into detail here. I want to break down the facts you're laying on people. Each one of them a bombshell. These are documented. Then we're going to play these Ann Coulter clips and the Fox News clips where they love Ron Paul and they want to fight the New World Order. Yeah, right. And Glenn Beck's going to debunk the FEMA camps next Monday.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Some of these clips, but not all of them. I want to play three clips. Michael Savage saying he believes Obama will stage a massive terror attack in the United States and bring in martial law. Absolutely accurate. Suddenly he's saying we're right. Fox News saying they're setting up global government, global currency. Sean Hannity, unbelievable. We got Ann Coulter endorsing Ron Paul for 2012 as president. What is going on here? We're going to cover that a little bit later. So call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in on the local AM or FM affiliate you're listening to. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. Tell them to listen on the internet at InfoWars.com. I want folks to hear this. Call your mainline neocon friends that tell you you're a kook right now. Tell them tune in. They go to InfoWars.com. Click on there. No matter where they are, they've got internet. They can listen on their cell phone at Flycast. And tell them. I mean, they need to see this. This is everywhere. Why have they suddenly admitted we're right? That's coming up. Okay, Tommy Cryer, attorney at law, beat the IRS. In a nutshell, boil down how you beat them. With the jury, that's why they want to phase those out, how they drag other people into these fake IRS courts and try to get them to plea bargain without ever seeing a jury, and some of the basic scams they run.
Their plea offers, they did, we didn't accept any, because the whole issue was to get the issue up, and even if it meant, having to pay the ultimate price. But the jury, in my case, I was very fortunate, I think. I had a jury that was very attentive, and they listened, and they accepted the instructions under a legal duty to file tax returns. And that eliminated willfulness on my part. Now, they didn't have to decide whether I owed a tax or not. They didn't have to decide whether I was required to file a return. But they were astute enough. And it's hard to find a jury like that. But I was able to, apparently, to articulate what I had discovered, and they could see where, you know, that was my genuine belief. And it's very difficult to convince a jury that you believe that the earth is round when everybody knows that it's flat.
Now, what did the prosecutors do when they were defeated? Did it look like they'd been hit in the stomach with a baseball bat?
Well, everybody, they had a whole bunch of guys from the IRS in the courtroom to hear the verdict, and they just vanished. They evaporated. Nobody even saw them go out. They went out so fast. But the prosecutor did. I walked over, and we shook hands. He was doing his job. I mean, he's working for his master. And, you know, it wasn't personal with him and me, and still isn't. But, obviously they were not happy. And I'm sure that this did count as a feather in his cap.
Now let's talk about Joe Bannister. This is a Treasury agent. Here's DV Kid on a mainstream radio show in the Bay Area of Central California, San Francisco. He pulls over, writes notes for an hour. He's going to disprove her. He's going to show she's a criminal, lying about it being a collections
right.
agency for the private bank.
Right.
He has 2 years of research. Recapping, we flew out there to interview him first. We're proud of it.
He and I are so parallel, Alex, it's not even funny. We compared notes. Both of us were setting out to debunk this. Both of us spent 2 years pouring into it to find out why. It didn't take long to see that there was no liability provision, but it takes a long time to dig all the way back to the 13th century and all the way back forward, study all the constitutional issues and authorities, and understand why and how they did it.
But the issue is, he was still even paying taxes for years as he went around the country exposing them because he knew how criminal they were. So they still indicted him for teaching people this, just like they did with Mr. Schiff, Erwin Schiff. So, I mean, it's just amazing. That's another example of their tyranny.
It's an example of, like, for example, I was listening in before you introduced me, and you referred to the Holocaust denial, and they put people in prison for just saying there weren't 6 million, there were maybe 5 million, or there were maybe 4 million, and they're putting people in prison for saying that, hey, what about the head count? Maybe the head count was wrong, as if that's injuring somebody. It's the same thing here. If you tell the truth, they're going to lock you away, or now their favorite is what they call 6,700 abusive tax shelters. If you tell people that there's no law that makes them liable, if you tell people that there's no basis for their treating your gross receipts in exchange for your labor any differently from Exxon's gross receipts, they don't tax them on 100% of what they take in, how they tax you on 100%. So it's only the profit, right? So if you deny that, then they come in and say that's an abusive tax shelter just for telling people the truth. And
well, briefly, back to the Holocaust thing.
They put a gag order against you. Now, is that First Amendment? I mean, do we have freedom of speech here?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say is I'm not wading into the whole Holocaust debate. Clearly, Hitler killed a bunch of Jews.
The point that you made was dead on. The point you made was
exactly.
Dead on.
Do we have a First Amendment or not? I mean, exactly. Do we have a First Amendment or not?
We have one. Where's it go? And, you know, all of this, you mentioned, too, the 1913. This isn't just about the income tax. The income tax, 1913, 16th Amendment, 17th Amendment, cutting the orbs off of all the states, you know, taking them, kicking them out of where they had no representation in Congress anymore. And above all, the Federal Reserve Act. Everything works hand in glove to where they're siphoning off the wealth of the middle class so that we're only going to have two classes in this country. We're going to have the rich, powerful ruling class, and we're going to have the peasants.
And by the way, the ultra-rich are now even robbing the nouveau riche while leaving their big Swiss accounts alone. The ultra-elite literally are just robbing everyone, including the middle class, the upper middle class, so no one can resist them. They're using the tyranny of poverty is a control mechanism, and the UN, Club of Rome, they all brag that's their system, shifting gears into the those that control the private IRS here and over in England. I mean, they're openly announcing world government, saying all our money is going to be paid on interest to private banks for bailing them out. That's people. You think it's bad that they're
bailing out? The bailing out is, I'm not taking away from the sexual innuendo on this particular analogy, but what we are witnessing in front of God and everybody is a huge financial orgasm that is culminating from the consummation of an unholy and incestuous marriage of big money and big government. And that's what you're seeing. Right now you're witnessing the consummation of this marriage that's been in the works for the last almost 100 years.
Yeah, they're butchering us. They're just stealing everything forever, bankrupting it, and then hoarding it all while saying, quote, headline, world leaders are desperate to fix things. World leaders, you find the exact headline here.
We're trying to do something about that. And if I can mention that we've got Operation Stop Thieves scheduled for this April 15th. Already we have Stop Thief groups registered on truthtech.org to cover over 1,000 post offices across the country on April 15th. They'll be out there with signs saying, what income tax, truthattack.org, and they'll be handing out flyers telling people you've just been scammed. Once a year, the government herds up all the sheeple for us, and they run them through the squeeze chutes, and that gives us a chance to inoculate them with some truth.
Well, that's a good analogy. Like the elite see them as cattle, so we're there trying to feed them red pills so they go from being cattle back to human beings. Now, here it is. Desperate world leaders meet on economic woes, AP. Desperate but divided on ways to lift their nations from economic misery, world leaders converge for an emergency summit Tuesday, holding scant hopes of finding a magic bullet solution. See, they say it's only going to get worse, but their solution, when you read further, is a world government ruled by the banks that you pay your carbon taxes to, Tommy Cryer.
Their solution is more problem. You know, the problem is the government. And so they want to have more problems. It's kind of like whenever they were bleeding George Washington. You know, we bled him 3 times, and he just keeps getting weaker. Let's bleed him again. And he died. You know, that's what's going to happen to us. Our way of life is going to die. You know, our freedom is already withered on the branch, and it's falling off. You know, I'm in a state of angst over this, and I have never seen American people more angst-ridden, more anxious, more dreading or fearful than they were. And I don't know if you recall this or not, but the Cuban Missile Crisis is the last time I've seen people this frightened, this concerned.
Well, they better be, because the elite terrorized people, said the markets were in trouble, said we were going to have a depression, everything plunged. They got unlimited money, and then they hoard it and then cut off liquidity on cars, loans, homes, everything by design. And it's even coming out in the major press that they're making money off this, that this is their consolidation.
Well, not only that, but they're cutting what our little take is on the share crop. They're
yes.
sharecropping us, but they're cutting our share. And the way they do it is that, you know, when I started working, Alex, the minimum wage was $1.60 an hour. Now, back then, that $1.60 was backed up with silver still. However, right now, minimum wage is 21 cents an hour. People think it's 5-something, but an FRN is only worth about 4 cents.
Now, let me stop
They're
you.
They're working for 21 cents an hour, as opposed to $1.60 40 years ago.
Now, let me stop you. Take your time. Explain that. With inflation getting paid, and I've seen different actuaries and numbers, but what were you getting paid 40-something years ago?
$1.60.
Okay, $1.60 would have been the equivalent of, what, about $20 an hour?
Yeah, about now. If you multiply it, the factor is 20 to 1. So actually, back then, I was making the equivalent today on minimum wage. I was making the equivalent today of 1.6 times 20.
So you're making $30.
I'm making $32 an hour.
Okay, $32 an hour. That's what inflation. So we've had this gradual inflation that was bad enough.
We've really had no inflation, Alex, because if I've got a silver dollar in my pocket, it was minted in 1923. I've carried it in my pocket, slick as a whistle, because I've carried it for 50 years. But In 1923, the day it was minted, it would have bought 10 loaves of bread. Right now, you could take that same silver dollar and probably buy 15 loaves of bread.
No, exactly. When I said inflation, I meant the Federal Reserve private bank.
Yeah, I understand what you mean, but if we would take a look at the dollar, a dollar is still, we'll buy a dollar's worth at least. And, you know, what we're looking at is play money. You can't inflate money that has no value. All you can do is dilute it. And that's what we're seeing. They keep pouring water in the soup pot, water in the soup pot. And now you can see the bottom of the pot, and they're saying live off of that. We're like slaves that have been given out our rations, and the rations keep having more water and less soup.
Well, no, that's true. But the bankers up front, when they're first devaluing, they buy real assets with the money they create out of nothing. And then now they're even trying to reduce the amount of reduced soup we get.
Yeah, so that same power that you're talking about, just acquired by taking over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, just acquired mortgages on over half of America's households. Is it just me, or is this scary?
Well, did you see Obama seize basically General Motors? He fired the director. He said, you get out of there. You didn't do what I want. And now he's going to have that go under government and private banking control that controls him. And he's saying they may start seizing other companies, not just banks. So this is openly with the government acting as the thug for the bankers to just come out and grab everything.
Exactly. And what we've seen the transition of fascism with this unholy marriage of big business and big government. But now, big government is starting to eat its partner. And because the real master over these two is the Federal Reserve. And the bankers behind it.
And the bankers are offshore. They don't care if they destroy Europe and the United States. That gives them the power.
They're looking at their world assets, the hard assets you were talking about. You couldn't be more correct in your analysis, Alex. They go out, and they're not dealing in dollars that devalue. They're dealing in real assets that have value. And yet we're out here playing with this monopoly money and saying, ain't we rich? Well, print us some more. You know, we'll get richer.
Exactly. And they're passing the more property taxes and franchise taxes and business taxes right here in Texas. And the businesses are all going out of business, and the globalists openly write white papers saying we want a post-industrial world where you're all poor people living in shacks, and they live off on armored mountains with all the high technology and, you know, the high-tech healthcare and everything. This is a tool of military financial conquest. They want to hurt you in their own documents. And
absolutely,
that's what the public has to get. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Truth Tech issued a demand that they adopt a true stimulus plan to re-energize the economy by suspending the withholding and collection of the personal income tax. Not corporate, just personal. Start allowing some of this, the rest of money earned by the households, to go into those households. It would save a lot of these foreclosures that are going on in the first place. But because people are unable to buy goods, other people are going out of business or out of losing their jobs, and then they can't buy goods, and they can't pay for their homes. You've got more foreclosures, more layoffs. Well, you can reverse that trend real easy just by allowing people to keep their money.
Tommy, let me ask you.
All these households, all of these boom, and then what happens whenever you've got the 30% isn't being raked off the top of every state's gross domestic product every week, and that money stays into their economy and starts to bubble and simmer and produce? The state revenues go up. The local revenues go up. They don't need to borrow and beg money from the federal government.
Yeah, let me back you up.
Federal revenues go up on the other 80 taxes that they have. But is that press release getting any coverage?
Yeah, let me back you up on that.
Not one picked it up.
Kennedy cut taxes by 50% across the board. Tax revenues doubled. So that
they've proved it too many times. Kennedy proved it. Then turn around. Reagan did the same thing. He proved it. To a lesser extent, of George Bush the first, with his lesser extent tax cut, proved it. Revenues go up.
But let me just keep backing you up here because it's all true. It's about control. It isn't revenues. This is all fiat to them. It's done to bring in control, as you just said. But did you see the Wall Street Journal, all these articles analyzing what Obama said he's going to do?
No, I haven't seen that. I'm sorry.
He is gutting. I'm sure you've heard this, though, that he's gutting the tax code to get rid of home exemptions, education exemptions, a tax raise on everybody.
Mm-hmm. that I've heard about. And I'm not at all surprised about. You know, he promised change, remember? Well, that's what we're going to have left. Change.
Man.
And even change isn't worth anything. George Harp, the lawyer that got me into all of this trouble, was by here the other day, and he said, I just had a terrible dilemma. I said, what happened, George? He says, I got out of my car, and I looked down, there was a penny on the ground. And he said, as I stooped over to pick it up, I noticed there was a beer tab laying next to it, and I didn't know which one to pick up.
That's right, because it doesn't have any copper in it.
Well, that aluminum beer tab is probably, you know, worth more than a penny.
And these Svengalis, these scam artists, these magicians, just expand their scam every day, just looting, controlling. It's all about domestication. We're going to come back, play these clips, keep Tommy about 5 minutes of the next hour. I want to get his take on why the establishment's coming out and admitting everything they're doing to us. Well, it's because they think it's too late for us, folks. I think they got us by the short hairs. Tommy Cryer's our guest, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
You know, I could have Tommy Cryer on for 10 hours. There's so many points he makes, so many things he does. We'll have him back on if he'll do it in the near future. We'll also plug, before he leaves us in about 10 minutes, how you can get involved in this truth attack all over the country. Others are doing this as well, just getting out there, educating the sheeple. Okay, I want to go ahead and play this clip. And boy, Strange Days have found us. They've been given the talking orders with Glenn Beck, O'Reilly, all of them, Coulter, Sean Hannity to say, yes, the world government's real. Yes, the New World Order's real. Yes, they're taking over. Because they've lost all credibility. And now it's going to be their set piece place to fight it. And you notice Beck says a restaurant Pulse Porter's a year ago. Then now he says he's our best friend. But then next Monday, he's going to discredit the FEMA camps. Coming up Friday, I'm going to do 2 hours on it and show you all the documents and video clips and show you how their attack's going to work as well. Not just the proof, but how they're going to attack Monday. And watch, I'll be right. I understand their operations. It'll be straw men. They'll show fake news about camps and then try to disprove it that way. But I want to get Tommy Crier's comments in the next 5 minutes after these clips. Here's Ann Coulter a few days ago on Fox News. The video's on YouTube, but here's the audio. Talking about how she loves Ron Paul and is going to vote for him in 2012. Here it is.
Who's the leading candidate for the Republicans for 2012?
I don't know. Has the New York Times picked him for us yet?
I don't know. I keep hearing
the last one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't see the Times.
No thoughts?
Today.
No thoughts?
I think Ron Paul. The war will be over. And basically, I agreed with Ron Paul on everything. There will be so much to clean up, I mean, other than war. We will have, I think even Obama.
But Ron Paul will be in his 80s by then. You know?
We gotta
all right, that's it. All right, that's enough of that. Now, here's the next clip. Here is Dick Morris of the Clinton White House with Sean Hannity, and this was last night. Here it is. Video for folks.
There is a big thing that's going to happen in London at this G20, and then they're hiding it, they're camouflaging it, they're not talking about it. Coordination of international regulation. What they are going to do is to put our Fed and our SEC under the control, in effect, of the IMF.
Oh, come on. They're you believe they'll do this?
That's what was in the draft agenda. They call it coordination of regulation. What it really is putting the American economy under international regulation.
Yeah.
And those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy
government.
Conspiracy theorists.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
When Geithner said he would be open to the idea of a global currency last week. Those conspiracy people had said and suggested that for years. Right. You're not wrong.
And you know, it's what they always do at these conferences is they have the center show is here, and the side show they don't want you to pay attention to.
Right.
The center show is the size of the stimulus package.
Yeah.
The real show is international regulation of the financial institutions, which is going to happen under the IMF control. And remember, the IMF is run by Europeans, the World Bank by Americans.
All right. Now, the last clip. Here's Michael Savage 2 weeks ago, the government staging terror attacks. Here it is.
And very soon, Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take, but I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton during the Civil War when civilian suspects were arrested without warrant. I will tell you as I sit here, I fear that every night as I go to sleep. I put nothing past these agitators who have suddenly seized control of the most powerful economy and the most powerful military on earth.
Now, why are they doing this? Because they've lost all credibility. They said none of this existed for all these years. Now it's all over the news. This is being set up. It's all over TV, but the news is telling you it's good. So they have to play the part of the anti-establishment. Oh, now we're against it. And I agree. I've been saying for months that Obama's going to stage a big terror attack because his agenda is already stalling. And I predicted that months ago. So Tommy Crier, back in 70 seconds, final five-minute comments from you. You'll have the floor on this and then plug into your big events that are coming up. We appreciate you joining us. I want to get you on with Joe Bannister. That's a good idea to have you guys on for like an hour and a half so you have plenty of time. But I wanted to get this in for everybody. So your conservative friends that deny this, you know, we're not conspiracy nuts. We read the documents. We were right. You were wrong.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.